morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. Welcome back to the One Perspective to Another podcast. I'm your humble and gracious host, A.Dot Sanders, here with the most. I know it's been a little while. We've been on a little hiatus. I apologize in advance if you hear any of the town business in the background, but that's just the way we roll out here in the town. Town business all day, 24/7, keeping it real. It's been a while. I ain't really been, I guess you could say, in the mood to pod, but also to a little background on what's been going on, because these fuckers at Apple, like, completely fucked up my podcast because I was having it, I guess you could say, broadcast on Anchor, but I did the whole, like, podcast had a subscription on Apple because, like, 80% of the people who listen to the podcast on Apple. Shout out to the supporters and subscribers who are on Spotify. You're greatly appreciated. Apologies for not having any episodes of Perspective in the past month or so. It's actually the longest I've been on a break of a hiatus on this podcast, too. But it's also given me some time to reflect and just repurpose myself from this podcast hype. So I know a lot of, but it's also a good thing to see, like, even though I stopped, there's still people who still listening, going to older episodes, just still people who are in the, like, mid-50s, like, listening. So, I mean, it's nice to see that it's still being absorbed in messages and people still like the quotes and stuff. Just for me on the personal level. I finished my book, or at least I thought I did. Did about 10,000 plus words on it, sent it to the editor, came back with like 6,000 words, just completely obliterated my shit. So that was kind of disheartening to see and just figure out the whole, like, writing process of how things actually go, how things move in that particular order. But it was definitely a detour, but not stopping. Still something I want to achieve, do, and put out, because I think it's really good. It's really good content. It's really good things that help me survive, help me incorporate learning and growing as a human, and all the things that I talk about on here. I know I did podcasts about staying on task, staying committed, consistency. Being transparent, I haven't been consistent because it was really shot in the face, shot in the heart, disheartening. It's not something that you want to hear. It's not something that you want to deal with. Dealing with adversity, knowing, I mean, it's something I've never done before too, and just this whole aspect of business and podcasting and just making it my own and seeing where I am with it, and it has its ups and downs, and managing being consistent. Like, it's just me. I don't have a team. I'm not Gary Vee. I don't have every word I say just made into a fucking quote. I do everything from a quote to a paste to a hard edit, or if I'm doing video edits for people, or if I'm doing drone stuff for people, like, whatever it is, it's all me 24/7, 365. There's nobody else, and, like, I'm still at that point where I don't need to allocate anything because I'm still doing it, but I just needed to refocus my attention away from the podcast and put my energy back into building a better foundation for the business and me focusing more on this book and more rewriting and just getting that in order to refocus and have that out, because, like I said, I really wanted that to be out by the end of this year, and that's definitely not happening. But it's not saying that it's not coming out. I just have to rework and get back in the lab on it. But that's a little update on the hiatus and where I've been. I guess you can say this won't be an evergreen episode. Evergreen episode will be next week, but I do want to talk about emotional intelligence again, my own, and dealing with these circumstances, kind of give a little background on that. But just the 21st century after COVID, emotional intelligence, because there's the right way they tell us to learn about things and to escalate with situations and everything, but like you can't really do that in a moment. If you go to a therapist or a psychiatrist, like I think a psychiatrist is gonna tell you what X, Y, and Z is, but they're not gonna give you what a therapist gives you with the conversation and the talking and stuff. And like, if you have these moments where you live in life and you changing perspectives, it's not a lot of time. That's where anxiety comes from. People can't make tough decisions in certain situations. It's too much pressure. Like they can't focus. They can't grasp the concept of like, if X, Y, and Z makes this, then X, A, B, C equals this. Like, situational awareness, the same thing I talk about all the fucking time. My situational awareness line for the winter is definitely coming. Shout out to Town Business in the background. But yeah, it's really important to see people and the environment around us have better situational awareness towards the world and what's going on, because there's so many things to learn and so many things that you can learn about. And just being in this world, we got literally a fucking encyclopedia in our pockets that we don't use. We got thousands of thousands of ways to get this information, but yeah, we don't use it. So I'm not saying anything negative to anybody who has it or who's dealing with like the extremes of like depression and all that stuff. I'm talking about like the regular person who's listening, who sees this or listens to this and knows that it just comes down to them simply making a choice of whether or not you want to be better or you want to stay stagnant and stay the same. Because all the things that I've seen during this COVID and people changing their lifestyles and not being able to do shit, like, you really see people's true colors of how they react to certain situations and how they adapt to certain situations. That's the real key right there, how certain people adapt. And people are choosing not to adapt. They're choosing to stay the same. So I was getting my car fixed too. Shout out to having a fucking muscle car. Too much money spent on that, but the cashier woman at the front, she's also like the concierge, I guess you could say. But shout out Jessica too. Great service advisor. See ya soon. She said that she wanted to get off for the rest of the day, and I was like, "Oh, why? What's going on? Long week?" And she was like, "No, just tired of everything." I was like, "Oh, man, that sounds a little. What did I say? I said it sounds like a little extra. Like something must be going on." She's like, "No, I'm just tired of change. I just want all this stuff to be over." I was like, "Well, you gotta change if you want to grow." And then she was like, "Well, I really don't want to grow. I want to stay the same." And I don't think she was being sarcastic at all. But, like, in my mind, it's like, it's weird to see people want to stay that way and stay stagnant. I'm not saying that there's nothing wrong with being comfortable. But, like, in certain situations, your growth is very important. And it's a million different ways to grow. It ain't got to be by money. It ain't got to be by fucking a relationship. It could just be by you experiencing things, you seeing the world in a different light. There's many different ways to grow, but I think she just wanted to stay the exact way that she was. No ifs, ands, buts about it. And it just, I don't know, it was disheartening to hear, disheartening to see. But I mean, that's how people choose. And that's another thing too, like, I've learned, is like, there's nothing that you can do or say or ask of anyone who can change your opinion or change their opinion of what's going on. Like, certain circumstances will not change no matter what you say to these people, no matter what you do, no matter how you help. Like, I think that's been the hardest thing for me to come to grips with. Like, it's almost I guess disheartening is the name of the pod. It's just disheartening to see people continue to make mistakes or the same mistakes or continue to to constantly fall and continue to just make the bad choices. I'm not saying I'm perfect because I make mistakes too, but like, you want to learn. You want to learn, you want to grow from those mistakes, and you don't want them to keep happening over and over again, because that's it gets frustrating. Nobody wants to be frustrated. Like, you want to live happy, you want to be free, you want to enjoy your life, you want to spend time with people you care about, and you want to get money, go places, whatever makes you happy. For me, like, that's just fucking literally doing these podcasts and flying my drone. Like, flying my drone gives me the most peace in the world. There's nothing that I would rather do right now at this moment in time. But, like, I don't know what everybody else's is like that. There's no smoke signal for you to know. You just gotta try shit. But, like, that's what I'm saying too. People don't even want to try. I know it's a lot going on in the world with our government and just the world and all these different famines and billionaires. Like, it's a million and one excuses that we can make to not be better, but we keep choosing the latter of the two. And I don't know, it's just what I've been seeing while I've been away. Like I said, it's really disheartening, but it's not my job. But it's kind of the reason why I do these podcasts. Maybe it clicks with somebody, maybe it doesn't. I don't know, because you can never predict that. But the last thing I want to touch on too, in that same vein, is like, especially with the social media, like, you can post it, you can talk about how you change, but your actions still make the most of how you treat others and how you interact with others, and what your prestige is around these people, how people see you, how people perceive you. We can act like it's not important. You can be like, oh, fuck the haters and shit, but like, if a genuine person has an idea or like a specific moment of you embedded in them, that's your characteristic to them. So be mindful of how you treat people, how you affect people, and what you do for people. And just your own actions being seen by other people is very important. It may not be important to you, but perception. I know Edgerrin James, y'all, Edgerrin James said that too earlier in his little speech. I didn't hear it, but I read it, and said that the perception of him having dreads and the gold teeth, but he never went to jail. Like, the perception is that he's a thug, he's a nobody, he's a bum and all this shit. Town business in the background. But that's not the case. A well-bred man, a well-bred human being, a giving human being, but how people see you is what they remember about you. So, with that being said, and all this town business going on in the background, excuse me, we're going to get back to business. We're going to be coming back weekly for you. Next week's episode is going to be about, what is next week's episode? It's going to be about ethics and value, character, and integrity. Just my perspective on that. Thank you to all the supporters. Thank you to everybody who subscribe. Thank you to everybody who is a, I guess you could say, patron, who subscribed to pay for these episodes. And once again, I apologize for being so tardy with these, but I'm back now, back on the grind. Football's back, so I'm definitely gonna be here on Sundays putting these things in. I've been in the streets. Shout out Lisa for not being in them streets. But yeah, on that note, thank you for listening. Thank you for continuing to support. Optum merchandise is in stores 100%. Get them hoodies. Get ready for that winter season. Yeah, thanks for rocking with me. I appreciate you. Tell two friends to tell two friends. And I will catch you on the flip side. I'm out.